Welcome to The Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Alex, powered by Blicket. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another electrifying episode of The Checkout Point, brought to you by Blicket.co. I'm your host, Max, and today we're diving headfirst into week number 14 of the year, bringing you the latest and greatest in e-commerce news, trends, and strategies. And let me tell you, we've got a power-packed show lined up for you today. First up, we're zooming into the fast-paced world of digital marketplaces. It's been a roller coaster ride with surprises at every turn, from new fees sending shockwaves through Mercari to Amazon's adventurous leap into Brazil. We're breaking down what all this means for online sellers and the clever tactics they're using to stay afloat amidst these big waves. And then we're taking a closer look at Amazon's latest defense against scam sellers. Believe it or not, it involves human verification. It's a fascinating blend of technology and personal touch that's setting new standards in e-commerce security. You're going to want to hear how this could change the shopping landscape, followed later by a deep dive into PayPal's upcoming user agreement adjustments. With changes on the horizon this May aimed at bolstering security and enhancing the user experience, it's a game changer for shoppers and online store owners alike. We'll untangle the complexities and speculate on the future of digital transactions. Don't go anywhere, because after that, we're exploring how AI and FedEx are joining forces to champion the cause of small sellers and battle chargeback villains. It's an insight into how technology is not just changing but revolutionizing the e-commerce world. Now, we'll also shine a light on a more troubling topic, the recent massive data leak affecting millions of AT&T customers. It's a sober reminder of the vulnerabilities lurking in the shadows of our digital era. This segment is crucial for anyone concerned about their online privacy and security. So, buckle up for an adventure through the twists and turns of the e-commerce landscape. It's a journey through innovation, challenges, and the relentless pursuit of security in the digital marketplace. Whether you're an e-commerce marketer, manager, founder, or just plain curious, there's something in today's show for you. Stay tuned, because all this and more is coming up on The Checkout Point. Let's get started. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of marketplace dynamics, where today we're unraveling a series of impactful changes that have rocked the boat for sellers across various platforms. Our journey today takes us from the bustling digital streets of Mercari to the expansive marketplace of Amazon. And trust me, it's a ride you don't want to miss. First up, let's talk about a recent decision by Mercari that had sellers up in arms. Imagine this: you're a seller, and out of the blue, you're told there will be new fees every time you want to withdraw your hard-earned money. Sounds frustrating, right? Well, that's exactly what happened. Mercari announced a new withdrawal fee, and as you can imagine, the backlash from the seller community was swift and loud. The uproar was such that Mercari had to hit the pause button on this new fee, delaying its implementation. This move by Mercari highlights a critical aspect of the digital marketplace landscape: the power of community feedback. It's a vivid reminder that the voices of sellers do matter, and when united, can influence decisions at the highest levels. Moving southward to the Amazon rainforest, not the geographical one, but Amazon's vast marketplace, we encounter a twist that has sellers scratching their heads. Recently, Amazon decided to add Brazil to its list of seller accounts without much notice. While expanding into new markets sounds like a golden opportunity, it came with a set of challenges. Sellers found themselves navigating a maze of logistical and regulatory hurdles, trying to comply with new rules they were barely aware of. This scenario underscores the complexities of global commerce and the critical need for clear communication from platforms to their sellers. Now, let's not forget about the crown jewel of Amazon's selling year, Prime Day. Imagine the Olympics, but for Amazon sellers. It's a day, or days, actually, of massive sales and visibility. But here's the kicker. Sellers had a tight deadline until May 17th to submit their Prime Day deals. This deadline creates a high-pressure environment for sellers, pushing them to strategize, plan, and execute their best deals in the hope of striking gold during this highly anticipated event. It's a race against time, with high stakes and the potential for great rewards. Lastly, we zero in on another move by Mercari, the introduction of a new guaranteed returns policy. At first glance, this might seem like a win for buyers, but let's dive deeper. This policy essentially offers buyers a safety net, ensuring they can return items if they're not up to snuff. But for sellers, it adds another layer of complexity to their selling strategy. They must be even more diligent in ensuring their listings are accurate and their items meet buyers' expectations. It's a balancing act, providing a safety net for buyers while not tipping the scales too far against sellers. So, what can we take away from these unfolding stories across Mercari and Amazon? First, the digital marketplace is ever evolving, a landscape that's both dynamic and demanding. Sellers must stay agile, informed, and engaged to navigate these changes effectively. Secondly, the power of the seller community should not be underestimated. Feedback and collective voices can, and do, lead to significant policy revisions. Lastly, while challenges abound, so do opportunities. The sellers who can adapt, learn, and move forward amidst this constant flux are the ones who will ultimately thrive. So, let's keep our eyes peeled, our spirits high, and our strategies sharp. The world of online selling is a wild ride, but it's also a journey filled with potential and promise. Until next time, keep on selling and keep on shining. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today, let's dive into a pivotal aspect of our everyday digital lives, e-commerce security measures and scam mitigation, with a special focus on Amazon's proactive steps with human verification to curb scam sellers. Believe me, this topic is as fascinating as it sounds, because it touches on something that affects each one of us who has ever clicked add to cart. Imagine this: you're browsing online, looking for that perfect gift or a much-needed home appliance. You find a great deal. Excitement bubbles up as you envision that package arriving. But pause for a moment. Have you ever wondered about the journey of trust your click just embarked on? Yes, it's a journey of trust. Because behind the screens, there's a complex world of security measures designed to keep scam artists at bay and ensure your shopping experience is as smooth as peanut butter. Amazon, a giant in the e-commerce universe, has taken a notably interesting approach to this issue. Picture a world where every seller has to go through a human verification process. It's not just algorithms and automated checks. It's real people ensuring that the person on the other end of the line, planning to sell products to you, is legitimate. This human touch adds an extra layer of scrutiny, making it harder for scam sellers to slip through the net. Why does this matter? You might wonder. Well, it's all about trust. The foundation of any transaction, especially in the virtual world, is trust. When you know that a site like Amazon is going the extra mile to ensure the authenticity of its sellers, it puts your mind at ease. It means fewer chances of running into counterfeit products, or worse, falling prey to phishing scams that fish for your personal and financial information. But here's where it gets really interesting. This human verification process is not just about stopping the scams in their tracks. It's also about setting a precedent. It sends a strong message to potential scammers that the barriers to entry are high and the chances of being caught are even higher. It's about creating a safer ecosystem for both buyers and sellers, where genuine transactions can flourish. Now consider the ripple effects this has. Other e-commerce platforms observing Amazon's proactive measures might be inspired to adopt similar practices. This could lead to an industry-wide uplift in security standards. And for us, the consumers, it spells a future where scam encounters could become a rare glitch rather than a common grievance. However, it's essential to remember, no system is flawless. While Amazon's human verification is a step in the right direction, the ever-evolving tactics of scammers means we, as consumers, need to stay alert. Always double-check the legitimacy of sellers, read reviews, and trust your instincts. If a deal seems too good to be true, it just might be. In closing, the fight against e-commerce scams is a shared responsibility. Platforms like Amazon are on the front lines with measures like human verification, but it's up to us to keep the fortress secure. Stay curious, stay cautious, and most importantly, stay safe as you continue to explore the vast and vibrant world of online shopping. That wraps up our deep dive for today. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and never stop being wonderfully curious. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. All right, folks, have you ever clicked that Buy Now button or perhaps selected an item, added it to your cart, and proceed to checkout, only to choose PayPal as your payment method? It's almost like magic, isn't it? Digital storefronts to digital wallets. Seamless, easy, and now more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Let's dive into something quite pivotal happening this May, significant changes in PayPal's user agreement. It's fascinating indeed, and it's crucial for all of us who use PayPal, whether you're an online shopper, a digital store owner, or just someone who enjoys the convenience of this digital payment giant. PayPal, which has been a major player in the e-commerce world, is rolling out these updates to enhance user experience and provide better, more streamlined services. Now, I'm here pondering, what does this mean for us, the end users? And I've got to say, there's a mix of anticipation and a bit of that good old change-related anxiety. Firstly, let's address the elephant in the room, security. In our digital age, where online transactions are as common as sipping morning coffee, security isn't just a preference, it's a necessity. PayPal's updates are likely focusing heavily on bolstering security measures. Imagine an even more secure platform where your transactions are not just protected, but there are also additional layers to shield you from the dark alleys of the internet. That's a relief, right? But here's where it gets even more interesting: user experience. We've all been there, navigating through a website, trying to make a purchase, and somehow, the payment process feels like solving a complex puzzle. Frustrating, isn't it? PayPal's initiative could mean a more intuitive, user-friendly interface. Quick, efficient, and less time-consuming. That's the dream of every online shopper and the goal of every digital store. Now, for small business owners and online merchants, these updates might signify adjustments in their operations. It represents an evolution, a step forward in how they conduct transactions and manage their online stores. The intriguing part here is how these changes will enhance the buyer-seller relationship. A smoother transaction process means happier customers, and happier customers mean thriving businesses. It's a win-win situation. However, change is a double-edged sword. While many of us welcome improvements, there's a learning curve involved. Adjusting to new systems, understanding new policies, there's always a bit of homework to do. But here's the thing, growth and comfort do not coexist. Embracing these changes can lead to discovering new opportunities, enhanced security, and maybe even saving a few extra minutes for ourselves. So, as May approaches, let's keep an open mind about PayPal's user agreement updates. Let's be prepared to embrace the changes, navigate through them, and come out on the other side, perhaps, with a more streamlined, secure, and satisfying digital transaction experience. It's all part of the evolving digital landscape, one we are all a part of. Remember, in the realm of e-commerce and digital payments, evolution is key. Companies like PayPal are not just adapting. They're envisioning a future where transactions are safer, faster, and more user-friendly. And isn't that a future we all want to be a part of? Let's watch this space, folks. The future of digital commerce is unfolding right before our eyes, and it's more exciting than ever. Welcome back, tech enthusiasts and curious minds. Today, we're diving into an exciting, rapidly evolving landscape where the digital world shakes hands with commerce, creating a phenomenon we've all come to know and love, e-commerce. But as with any great innovation, it's not without its challenges. Two stories stand out, shedding light on the endeavors to streamline and secure this digital marketplace. Let's unravel them together. First up, we're exploring how AI is stepping into the ring, ready to battle one of e-commerce's notorious villains, chargebacks. Chargebacks, for those unfamiliar, occur when customers dispute a charge from a merchant to their credit card company, leading to a mandatory investigation, and if the customer's claim is deemed valid, a refund. While designed to protect consumers from fraudulent transactions, it's become a double-edged sword. Merchants are often left to navigate this process, sometimes unfairly bearing the cost of both legitimate and fraudulent claims. Enter artificial intelligence, the hero in this narrative. AI, with its ability to learn and adapt, is being enlisted by merchants to detect, predict, and prevent fraudulent transactions before they lead to chargebacks. By analyzing patterns and recognizing anomalies in purchasing behavior, AI tools can flag potential fraud, saving merchants time, resources, and most importantly, revenue. Now, isn't that a game changer? But that's not all. Let's switch gears to another fascinating development, this time brought to us by none other than FedEx. In a move that speaks volumes about understanding market needs, FedEx has introduced a service that caters specifically to small sellers, offering a single pickup service for all their delivery needs. Imagine being a small business owner juggling the demands of your newfound venture. FedEx is saying, "We see you and we're here to help," streamlining the shipping process, thus freeing up precious time for these entrepreneurs to focus on what they do best, growing their businesses. It's a prime example of how technology and thoughtful service innovation can empower the underdog, making e-commerce more accessible to all, regardless of size. These stories are not just tales of advancement, they're beacons of hope, illustrative of how technology, when thoughtfully applied, can solve some of the most pressing issues faced by merchants and small business owners in the e-commerce space. AI's emerging role in combating chargebacks and FedEx's initiative to support small sellers are just the tip of the iceberg. Each represents a step towards a more equitable, secure, and efficient digital marketplace. As we continue to ride the wave of technological evolution, it's clear that AI and strategic service innovations have a significant part to play, not only in enhancing the operational aspects of e-commerce, but in ensuring its integrity and inclusivity. So, whether you're a tech aficionado, a budding entrepreneur, or simply someone intrigued by how the digital and commercial worlds collide, these developments are worth keeping an eye on. That wraps up our dive into the fascinating intersection of AI, technology, and e-commerce. The landscape is changing, friends, and it's thrilling to see how these innovations pave the way for a future that's more connected, more secure, and more inclusive for everyone involved. Can't wait to see what's next on this journey. Join me again as we explore more wonders of the tech world. Until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep embracing the digital tide with open arms. Welcome back to our exploration of the digital era's underbelly, where today we delve into a concerning pattern hitting millions of users straight in their pockets of privacy. The recent data breaches and the burgeoning issue of security in our interconnected world. Imagine waking up one morning to find your personal information, stuff you thought was safely locked away behind passwords and security questions, now floating in the murky waters of the dark web. That's not just a nightmare scenario from a speculative thriller. It's a stark reality for millions of AT&T customers right now. In a startling revelation, it came to light that AT&T is grappling with a monumental data leak, one that splayed open the vaults containing vast quantities of customer data and scattered it into the darker corners of the internet. This isn't just about losing your email or password. This is intimate, sensitive information we're talking about. Information that could be mishandled in countless harmful ways. In response, AT&T hit the emergency button and initiated a massive reset of millions of passcodes. But while this step is commendable, it's akin to putting a Band-Aid on a gushing wound. The act of resetting passcodes might protect against immediate unauthorized access, but it doesn't change the fact that the sensitive data is already out there, possibly changing hands among those with malicious intent. This situation opens up a Pandora's box of questions and concerns about the true state of our online security. How safe is our personal information, really? Every day we hear about new data breaches, each more alarming than the last. It forces us to confront a hard truth. The systems we trust, the digital fortresses we believe unassailable, are anything but. In an era where data is gold, its protection should be paramount. Yet somehow these breaches continue to occur. Beyond just AT&T's response, this incident underscores a systemic issue that extends far beyond any single company. It's a harsh wake-up call to the industry at large about the need for robust, proactive measures to protect users' data. And not just the technological barriers, but the ethical obligation businesses have toward the guardianship of this data. So, where does this leave us, the average user? First, it's a reminder of the importance of vigilance, regularly updating passwords, not reusing them across services, and monitoring accounts for unusual activity are steps we all can and should take. More philosophically, this breach serves as a catalyst for a broader conversation about the evolution of digital privacy and security. As we move forward, forging deeper into the digital age, we must advocate for and support practices and policies that prioritize the sanctity of personal data. The AT&T data leak is not just a story of technological failure. It's a rallying cry for all of us to demand better, to expect more from those who steward our digital lives. Let's take this episode as a lesson in the importance of cybervigilance and as a springboard to foster a safer digital environment for all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, in the vast expanse of the internet, let's be the guardians of our own digital galaxy. Stay safe and informed, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Hey everyone, Max here, and you've just cruised through another episode of The Checkout Point, brought to you by Blicket.co. That wraps up our journey through the e-commerce world for week number 14. I hope you were able to grab some valuable insights and strategies that could help steer your digital marketplace ventures in the right direction. Today, we've traveled far and wide across the dynamic landscape of online selling. From analyzing the shakeup caused by Mercari's new withdrawal fees to dissecting Amazon's innovative approach to battling scam sellers with human verification, we've covered some ground. We delved deep into PayPal's upcoming user agreement updates, explored how AI and FedEx are rewriting the rules for small sellers, and took a moment to reflect on the serious implications of a major data breach affecting millions of AT&T customers. It's been an enlightening journey, to say the least. I want to give a huge shout out to all of you for sticking with us till the end. Remember, The Checkout Point is here every week to keep you informed about the latest e-commerce trends, news, and strategies. So, make sure you tune in next week for more exciting insights into the world of digital commerce. Don't forget to check out Blicket.co for more resources to empower your e-commerce journey. Whether you're a seasoned seller or just dipping your toes into the digital marketplace, Blicket.co is your go-to source for all things e-commerce. That's it from me, Max, signing off for today. Stick around for next week's episode of The Checkout Point. We'll be unpacking more fascinating developments from the e-commerce sphere. You won't want to miss it. Stay curious, stay informed, and as always, thanks for listening.